Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News, with a look at the day's weather coming up in just a few minutes. Voter turnout for Alabama's primary election Tuesday was much lower than 4 years ago. Complete but unofficial returns from Tuesday's primary showed more than 613,000 people participated. That put the turnout at nearly 22%. The turnout for the primary election 4 years ago was 32%, when both political parties had hot races for governor. The races for governor Tuesday were lopsided, with Republican incumbent Robert Bentley and Democrat Parker Griffith winning easily. Secretary of State Jim Bennett had predicted a turnout of 25-27%, but he said it became clear early in the day that the turnout was going to be lighter. Bennett is predicting the turnout for the runoff election July 15th will be much smaller because few races required runoffs. A Southern nonprofit environment group is applauding new pollution standards announced this week by the Obama administration. A report by the Environmental Protection Agency says Alabama should reduce its carbon emissions by roughly a third by 2030. Kurt Ebersbach is a senior attorney at the Southern Environmental Law Center. He says while some are worried about the impact the standards could have, Alabama has already made great strides in improving on carbon pollution.
If you look at the proposal, Alabama is almost three-quarters of the way there. Alabama won't have to reduce its carbon emissions nearly as far as some other states, including southern states, which have historically over-relied on coal.
Ebersbach says Alabama is also in the ideal position to make reforms that will be beneficial to the economy. One possible goal could be removing obstacles to the solar energy industry. Representatives of three states will meet in Mobile starting today to talk about energy. The first-ever Gulf Coast Energy Forum hopes to hear from the general public as well as experts and the government. Lance Brown is the executive director of the Partnership for Affordable Clean Energy. He believes Mobile is a great location to kick off a discussion about energy in the Gulf Coast.
Mobile is really a hotbed of energy conversation. So starting in Mobile is a very natural little platform to launch this whole conversation with the public. And I think if we have the kind of participation that we want, then we'll begin to galvanize some messaging around energy that our elected officials can listen to.
Brown says Mobile is an example of a city that is highly affected by energy. The city has a major coal terminal as well as industries that rely on reliable, low-cost power. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Lots of sun can be expected on this Thursday. Temperatures top out near 90. Look for a chance for scattered storms to arrive this evening and tonight across North Alabama. That'll be north of Interstate 20 for Friday and Saturday. Risk of scattered storms statewide. It doesn't rain all day. Highs near 90 on Friday and Saturday. Overnight lows close to 70 at night will be mild and muggy during the overnight hours. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.